Today, the Menominee Falls School Board will decide whether to get rid of Menominee Falls High School's Indians nickname. Over the years, Wisconsin politicians have gone back and forth over whether schools should be forced to remove Native American nicknames and mascots. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
It was a resolution from the Wausau School District that reignited a conversation to retire Native American mascots, nicknames, and the like in Wisconsin schools. The resolution, drafted by the district school board president, Trisha Zunker, was passed unanimously by the Wausau School Board. It began circulating among other school districts toward the end of the summer, asking school boards to endorse it. Zunker says the goal was to get it on the Wisconsin Association of School Boards legislative agenda in time for the organization's convention next month.
This is a matter of educational policy. The American Psychological Association issued a resolution in 2005 calling for the immediate retirement of Native American mascots, imagery, logos, and nicknames because of the detrimental effects that they have on the education of our students. That needs to be the focus.
Zunker says because of a fast-approaching deadline to submit the resolution, only 18 school districts co-sponsored it. Menominee Falls wasn't one of them. According to a letter the Menominee Falls School Board sent to district families, the board decided that it was in the best interest of the students and the community to make whether to change the high school's Indians nickname a local decision based on community input. So the board hosted a series of hearings for the community. Doug Zimmerman is opposed. He says it's a waste of time and that the school has already changed its logo twice. The high school doesn't have a physical mascot, but in its logo, the F in Menominee Falls is embellished with a couple of feathers.
So what's to stop in 3 years for the alleged offended again to come back and say, oh, this is, when's it going to end? It just needs to stop here.
Billy Scher spoke in favor of changing the name. Scher is half Oneida and half Menominee and says she represents a small population of Native people in the Menominee Falls community. Her daughter attends Menominee Falls High School. Scher says Native people there have been made to feel like they don't have a voice. And she's even been told by some people that her views don't matter.
For a community to say that to a minority such as myself and my daughter and that be your school name, where's your pride? Where is your honor? Where is your respect?
There are currently more than 24 Wisconsin school districts that use Native American logos, nicknames, and symbols. The Menominee Falls School Board will vote tonight on whether to keep the high school's Indians nickname. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.